The sound of a sonogram is unique. It's beautiful. It's weird. It's loud. Lots of emotions, as well as that cold, sticky gel, are part and parcel of the experience. Hoping for good news, a midwife says,
"Baby is moving. Baby's moving.
The midwives and doctors at Shenandoah Women's Health in Harrisonburg are well-versed in all the feelings attached to the sound. Celebrating 20 years in service to women in Harrisonburg, they're one of the first practices to merge the services of midwifery, obstetrics, and gynecology in the valley.
And it doesn't really feel like you're meeting with a doctor. That's what I always say. It's so funny. It feels like you're meeting with your sweet aunt."
Caitlin Berkey has three children and is currently pregnant with her fourth. She switched to Shenandoah Women's Health after the birth of her first child, when a friend told her about how the midwives had helped her through her pregnancies.
"You were just given this extra time, and it was such a gift. I never feel like I'm rushed when I'm there. I'm always, in fact, encouraged to ask more questions. You know, they'll come up with things that I haven't even thought of, which will prompt good discussions. And it's just really a different feel about the whole place."
When Shenandoah Women's Health began back in 1999, midwifery was not as prevalent as it is today. Since then, the practitioners there have watched as the practice has gained traction and become a popular choice for women during pregnancy and beyond.
"We really try to educate people so that they are educated in what choices they have and what are the safe choices that they have."
Melody Mast is a full-scope certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner. She has been at Shenandoah Women's Health for more than 11 years. She believes that offering the care of a midwife while giving birth in the hospital is the best way they can serve the needs of both mother and baby.
"We don't have, you have to have a birth a certain way to have a satisfying birth or to be happy with your birth and trusting your birth process and trusting your body. You don't have to have an unmedicated vaginal delivery. That's not the best birth to have. The best birth is the birth that you feel empowered to be a mother."
Dr. Leonard Amott began the practice back in 1999. After working around the country as an OBGYN with various diverse populations, he felt that it was important to marry the services so that birthing mothers received the best of both worlds.
"And so I think it's the collaborative relationship, and that's the word we like to use, collaborative relationship between the midwives and the physician."
Tammy McDonald Brower is a full-scope certified nurse midwife and nurse practitioner. She's been at Shenandoah Women's Health for 10 years.
"We and our doctors are usually there all the time during the whole pushing process. Our docs check in, but we sit at the bedside. When things become towards transition and towards the birth and even after, we stay in the room with the woman the whole time, unless we have somebody else that does the same thing next door. But then we are back and forth. But for the most part, we just stay with women when they really need us and coach them through it and give them suggestions and help with that. So that's the biggest difference." Yeah.
Bobby Cherrywell is a full-scope certified nurse midwife. She has more than 22 years experience and joined Shenandoah Women's Health last October. She still remembers the first time she helped a mother bring a baby into the world.
"My daughter was delivered by a nurse midwife. I was a single parent. She helped me through a lot of stuff. She sat and listened to me. And then I went on to go to nursing school, graduate nursing school, work in OB. And I worked in a hospital where we had OB residents. And a patient came in, unregistered, meaning no prenatal care. So the residents were going to deliver her. She showed up completely dilated, and the resident let me deliver her baby. I couldn't drive home. I sat in my car in shell shock. And when I got home, I called my midwife, and I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. I said, 'Pat,' I just kept saying, 'Pat.' She goes, 'You delivered a baby, didn't you?' I said, 'Yeah.' She goes, 'What are you going to do?' I go, 'I'm applying to school today.'"
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.